and Widow on 93.1 Star FM.
Star FM, Breakfast with Pip and Widow. We're joined this morning by Chris Murphy, also likes to be called CM. And also, we've got Sam and Damo from Lepers and Crooks.
These are the band that CM reckons are the next big thing. And you might recognise the name CM Murphy because he managed In Excess. Absolutely huge. We say good morning to them all this morning. How are you going, guys?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Now,
good morning. How's the weather down in Wagga today?
Well, it's actually not too bad. We had a bunch of rain and stuff over the weekend, but it finally looks to be sort of clearing up, which is nice.
Oh, good. All the local farmers will be loving it.
Well, you used to have a farm out here, didn't you, CM?
Yes. I had about 4,000 acres down there at one stage, and we were actually one of the first broadacre organic farmers in Australia down in the Wagga Way. So I have fond memories.
All right, so you managed In Excess, and you're also good at raising chooks.
Some say that goes into the realm of being cocks and things like that, so it sort of all fits in at the same time.
Right? Oh, I see how it works.
We do it all.
Oh, so, CM, I mean, this is Lepers and Crooks are the first band that you've managed since In Excess. What was it about them that you went, yep, I need to jump on that?
Basically, this is very embarrassing. I don't like saying things like this in front of them. Then they're all going to sort of walk around, strut around all day like cops, aren't they? the guys are very unique. People see bands all the time, and there's four or five or three or four people in a band and think, well, that's a band. But it takes a lot to actually have a well-structured band. These guys have been friends for a long time. They're very solid. As people, as a band, and they've got a great talent base. They're songwriters. They've got a great work ethic. They've got the things that create the platform for a band to be successful. There's a lot of hoops you've got to jump through before success of the international level comes. But they've got the basics to do that if they keep applying their work ethic to their songwriting and to their playing live, et cetera.
Nice. And one thing you've said before is apparently Aussies don't get behind bands usually. Is this the reason why we should get behind these guys? They're the next big thing?
I decided to, I don't normally, it's not my nature to sort of step out the front. As everyone saw through the In Excess TV show, for 15 years no one knew who I was through the entire time of In Excess, and that's exactly how I liked it. But what I realised when I was making the In Excess TV series or creating all the scripts, that Australians are actually going to be able to see that, what sort of work has to go into becoming an international artist. I think at the time, probably people just saw In Excess have a hit here and a hit there and heard rumours about their success because we didn't have the internet at that pace at that stage, so all the information didn't flow through so easily. So In Excess could be playing two nights at Madison Square Garden in New York and people in Australia wouldn't even know about it. Hardly anybody knew in Australia about Wembley as a point. So for what I realised is, as I say, we're making the series, is that it's really Australians, we can't just wish and hope that we have another In Excess or another musical export. We're actually, us as Australians, are going to get behind the music scene and the bands to help them, to give them the platform, because they can't get internationally until you've got a base in Australia, because you need that financial base before you sort of springboard over into the international market. One of the problems at the moment, a lot of Australian bands don't have the art of playing live down. They're getting tracks on Triple J's Unearthed, and they often play a gig here and a gig there, but a lot of bands, particularly a lot of bands I saw in 2012 and 2013, I didn't think they would have the position to be able to go and play a Madison Square Garden one day. And one of the reasons that has occurred is that we've sort of fallen away from the traditional touring that, say, the Angels did and Cold Chisel did, Midnight Oil did, and Excess did. And a part of why those bands became great live bands and they did get Australian support is because the bands got out in their faces. In Excess did play Wagga, and, Cold Chisel played Wagga, and all these bands went out and played where the people are, and they didn't expect to sit home and get a track on the radio, then people will then suddenly start following them. So a part of, you can't expect to Australian people to support you if you're not going to go out and support them. And it's pretty hard for these guys. These guys have to go to places where no one's heard of them. And your support today is just absolutely fantastic to help, to build this relationship with the audience, because, as I said, these guys have got to sometimes go out and, you know, on their first tour they played in one town where, you know, somebody forgot to promote it or something, and they got up and played to eight paying customers. I was there that night and they played to eight paying customers like they were at Madison Square Garden, and they give it all to their audience, and the audiences have got to see that and get connected to it. So you can't sit at home in your lounge room and wait for success. You have to go out and start basically, you know, combining with your audience, getting to meet your audience, you know, talking to your audience, getting to know the towns. And so, you know, these guys, as soon as I told them we're going to go out, we're going to tour, they a lot of bands these days would have gone in and sulked. These guys just take it on there and they go off like Vikings and head off into the unknown, and basically with a view of sort of, you know, bringing audiences to them and them not waiting for the audiences to sort of follow them into some sort of city venue.
Well, the guys are about to embark, or they're up currently on a 50-day tour. We'll get to that in just 1 second. Before we move on, Sam, I just wanted to ask you, I did love watching the Never Tear Us Apart miniseries last year. What's it like, though, when you see an actor play you on screen? Is it really weird?
To be honest, the whole thing was sort of a bit upside down for me, because I wanted to do the series to bring, particularly in Australia, some knowledge back to the Australian people about what NXS had done. And I also wanted to show Michael, in his younger days, and how, you know, what an interesting character and what a fun guy he was, because everybody remembered Michael as some weird event that happened, back in November, whatever it was, 1997, that was what was in people's minds. So I wanted to erase that and bring everybody back to realizing that, you know, Michael in particular was a very special guy. So that was the forefront of what I wanted to do. And to be honest, what happened is when in February, I think 2013, this first scripts came in, and they sent me the scripts and I started reading it. My name was in it all this time and this character was in it. And that was the most confronting thing. I actually didn't sleep for about 2 months properly, because I was actually so nervous. And eventually I gave the script, which I wasn't supposed to my eldest daughter, and said, can you please read this, because I'm having a panic attack about me being in this show. And she stayed up to 1:30 one night, or 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up in the morning. I said, what do you think of the script? She said, it's amazing, Dad, it's amazing. And I said, well, what about all this stuff about me being? And she said, Dad, it's TV, get over it.
Oh, dear.
That is absolutely wonderful. I want to throw this one to the guys now. Let's say that, and, you know, fingers crossed, everything blows up for you, worldwide success. When they come to making the Lepers and Crooks miniseries, Sam and Damo, who would you like to play you?
Well, I don't know. It depends how old we are, I suppose. I think by that stage there'll be some newcomers coming through. So,
okay, let's say right now, if you could pick any actor in the world to play you, who would it be?
I'd say Johnny Depp, I reckon. if he's available, why not?
Yeah. If he's not too busy.
Yeah. Can he keep time, though? I heard he's shocking at it, but, you know, I'm sure we could teach him some things.
Nice.
Damo plays drums, just to clarify the timing.
Nice. Now, Damo, you're originally from Griffith, yeah?
Yeah, back in the day, born and raised, my friend.
Nice, nice. So when the guys and yourself come to Wagga, are you going to be showing the town?
I think so. Well, I've only been there like a handful of times myself.
All right, so maybe Pip and I could help you guys out.
Yeah, well, we need someone else around, show us all the hotspots, so if you guys are available.
Love to, mate, we'd love to.
We'll throw the hand up. You are here Saturday the 31st of Jan as part of Pop-Up Gigs, the Home Tavern. Also coming back in March, Sunday the 8th, to Birdhouse. It's a huge tour that you guys are embarking on, over 50 dates. It's just crazy. What propelled you to go on this massive, massive tour?
The fact that we've always wanted to, I suppose.
Chris has been kicking them in the arse.
And so, guys, when you're touring, it's 25,000 kilometres, long way. You spend a lot of time in a car together, or minibus, whatever you've got. How do you not, like go at each other's throats? How do you stay cool about everything?
Yeah, well, I think it's two-thirds of the way to Europe, I think 25,000 k's or something like that, which is a good distance.
So you're really counting it.
There and back, mate. No, well, because we've been friends for so long and we've seen every single bit of colouring to everyone's personality, we sort of can accept and know sort of thing. But essentially, because we know each other so well, we can fight and then know it's going to be fine, which is very important for that kind of situation, being in a confined space for long periods of time. Mm. I mean, you can hate each other for a period of time, but there's always an element of love. It's like
Nice.
Peppered with hate, you know?
Well, nice. Well, guys, we're going to take a break, but after the break, we want you to have a quickie with Pip and Widow. Is that all right?
Oh, sounds good. Yeah. In for a quickie. Yeah.
All right, are we ready to have a quickie?
Let's have a quickie, baby. Quickie.
Okay, let's go. Question number one, Chico roll or battered salve?
Battered salve, every time. Every time.
Well, the Chico roll was invented here in Wagga, so you both just failed that one.
Oh, no.
All right, boys, who would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with, Kim Kardashian or Kanye West?
Oh, Jesus, that's hard. Kim definitely has more options there.
She's more appealing?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. If you could be a Disney princess, who would you be?
Disney princess.
Rapunzel.
Oh, Rapunzel. Okay, with the long hair.
Yeah. I reckon it'd be awesome to headbang with that amount of hair. I mean, maybe you need to have a pretty strong neck.
All right, guys. And if you could Google anything right now, what would it be?
Quickie with Pip and Widow. Photos of both of you guys so we can check you out.
I will make absolutely no guarantees as to what you'll find if you type that into Google right now. And final question in the quickie, finish this sentence. My first kiss was...
in a cemetery.
What?
What did you say? Damo, was that in a cemetery?
Yeah, with all the dead spirits.
Dressed in black. Yeah.
Wow.
That's huge. That's a bombshell right here.
Yeah.
Damo, we look forward to having you and Sam here, and I tell you what, we're probably going to have to watch out for the cemeteries at night.
Yeah.
That'll be part of the Wagga tour when you guys come. Oh, we do look forward to seeing you here. It's part of Pop-Up Gig Saturday the 31st of January at the Home Tavern. Also returning Sunday the 8th of March at Birdhouse. Lepers and Crooks as part of Her Kiss Tour. And CM, Damo and Sam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pip and Widow. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Star FM.